This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's been a while since we have started this program by dissecting a presidential tweet, but with a whiff of trade war in the air, there is some good economic context to be had from that exercise today. 6:03 in the morning, the president said this: when a car is sent to the United States from China, there is a tariff to be paid of 2.5%. When a car is sent to China from the United States, there is a tariff to be paid of 25%. Does that sound like free or fair trade? No, it sounds like stupid trade going on for years. Believe it or not, the most important part of that whole thing was the last two sentences. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
So about those numbers the president threw out in his tweet.
Yeah, he's right.
Emily Blanchard teaches at Dartmouth. China does have a 25% tariff on all foreign cars, not just American ones. But
on the surface, yeah, it sounds unfair. In practice, though, the vast majority of U.S. car sales in China aren't imported.
They are made right there in China. The Chinese tariff doesn't apply to them.
U.S. auto manufacturers are doing very well in China indeed. They're producing millions of cars in China and selling them to Chinese consumers.
And yes, China does have higher tariffs on autos than the U.S. does, but the tables are turned when it comes to other goods.
The U.S. tariff on tobacco, for example, is 350%. In China, it's 57%. We have much higher tariffs on clothing and footwear than China has.
Dan Eikenson directs trade policy studies at the Cato Institute. All of that said, there is widespread agreement among economists and business leaders that China is being unfair in a lot of ways.
There is a very big problem in our relationship with China.
Scott Kennedy is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. China does, in general, have higher barriers to foreign goods than the U.S. does. It does force U.S. companies to share their proprietary technology just to do business in China.
Pressure may be needed. Now, whether it's tariffs or something else is really beside the point, because the goal is to get China's attention.
The question is how to do that.
No, starting a trade war is typically not a good way to get another country to reduce its tariff.
Emily Blanchard at Dartmouth. An alternative? Get allies who have the same problems with China to band together. But so far, the U.S. has been attacking those allies with tariffs instead. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.